CBC News. The most senior North Korean delegation ever to visit South Korea has arrived for the opening ceremony of the Winter Olympic Games. It includes the ceremonial head of state and the sister of the North Korean ruler. Athletes from the two Koreas will march together under a single flag at the ceremony. But the Games will go ahead without 47 Russian athletes and coaches who've lost their appeal against being excluded because of state-sponsored doping. For the second time this year, some U.S. federal government departments are shutting down as Congress failed to pass a spending bill by midnight deadline. The Senate has now voted to pass the bill, but it still has to go through the House of Representatives. There have been fresh calls for an end to the fighting in Syria after the UN Security Council failed to back a new ceasefire plan. The French defense minister said airstrikes needed to end, allowing humanitarian aid corridors to open as soon as possible. The Egyptian army says it has begun a big operation against terrorist organizations in several parts of the country. An army spokesman said it would focus on the Sinai Peninsula, where the Islamic State group is active, as well as the Nile Delta and the Western Desert. A prominent figure in the Me Too movement against sexual harassment in the United States has herself been accused of sexual assault. The California state legislator, Christina Garcia, is alleged to have groped a male assembly staff member after a softball game 4 years ago. She says she doesn't recall engaging in inappropriate behavior. At least 8,000 great white sharks roam the sea waters of Australia and New Zealand. That's the conclusion of scientists who've used a new form of genetic analysis to count them. The feared predator has been protected by Australia for nearly 20 years. BBC News.